tanssitiistai ensimmäisellä tunnilla. Tänään siis teknoa, vaikkei nyt kyllä enimmäkseen missään rankisteluhengessä. Pakissa muun muassa uutta Kari Leikkebushia ja Robert Hoodia ja tulossa hieman myöhemmässä vaiheessa myös Orbitalin haastattelu. Kotimaisella alettiin, toi oli tamperelainen Tuomas Rantanen, Raita Blue Machine, brittimerkki Templateillä julkaistuuta 12-tuumaiselta Access Denied. Perään tuoretta matskua The Adventilta, jonka livesetti kuullaan pitkässä spesiaaliklubissa perjantai- ja lauantain välisenä yönä. Tarkemmin siitä tämän In Search-nimisen raidan jälkeen. Advent ja In Search EP:ltä Motor, julkaistu Adventin omalla Combination Research-merkillä. Adventia tosiaan livenä Radiomafian klubissa nyt perjantai- ja lauantai-vastaisena välisenä yönä. Silloin nelituntinen spesiaaliklubi, suora satelliittilinkki Atlantis 99-festivaalilta Sveitsin Lausannista. Sieltä pitäisi tulla aluksi tunnin verran housea. Olettaisin DJ-töissä Shaz Ranskasta, 1-2 Adventin live ja 2-4 dekkien kimpussa Joey Beltram. Aika kivalta kuulostaa vai mitä? Niin kuin tää Kari Leekkebussin Kudmowski. We'll be right back. tuossa ensin ruotsalaista Juped kakkoselta, eli Kari Lekebushin Moving Style, EP:ltä raita Good Moves, ja sen jälkeen brittiläis-ranskalais-portugalilainen Access 58 ja Orient Express, joka löytyy EP:ltä Green Channel. Pari Detroit-raitaa vielä ennen Orbital-haastattelua. Aztec Mysticin alias DJ Rolandon Jaguars on jo viime kerralla, mutta asia on nyt niin, että mikään määrä sitä ei ole liikaa, joten tässä se taas tulee ja nyt ihan loppuun asti.
Radio Mafia.
Aztec Mysticin Jaguarin jälkeen toinen loistokas Amerikan raita, se Robert Hoodin Red Passion 1 EP:ltä. Hartnellin veljekset äänessä just kohta. Katsotaan kuitenkin nopeasti tämän viikon bileet. Huomenna keskiviikkona Helsingissä Gloriassa taas Helium-klubi. Kello 18.30 ensin tietokonesäveltäjä Otto Romanovskin luentoaiheesta. Tietokone mahdollistaa mahdottoman. Sopii varmaan kaikille, jotka koneiden kanssa musiikkia tekee. Ja kello 20 alkaen sitten intialaisvaikutteinen klubikonsertti, muun muassa Koneveljet livenä ja DJ Gamma ja Bortsin vapaa pääsy Gloriaan keskiviikkona, huomenna siis. Huomenna Helsingissä Kermassa Little Tonyn vieraana Andy Williams Britanniasta Newphonic-merkiltä. Molemmat torstaina Jyväskylässä Dominossa ja lauantaina taas takas Kermassa. Kokkolassa huomenna Apajassa Housea DJ:nä Marko Oja ja Jori Hulkkonen. Joria kuulee viikonloppuna myös Helsingissä kahdestikin kaiketi perjantaina vanhalla Provinssi Junior-tapahtumassa ja vielä sunnuntaina Meteorin Sandy Chillissä, jossa myös soittamassa Tommi ja Henkka. Sitten hypätään ensi viikon loppuun perjantaina Haapavedellä liikuntahallissa Schwarzwald Clinic-niminen tapahtuma. Operoimassa muun muassa Leena Popova Pietarista, ikäraja 16, Riihimäellä Club 29, House Avenue-illassa DJ:t Kepa, Beikka ja Gizmo ja Kotkassa Demossa perjantaina Thermo Dex. Soittamassa Aurinkovuo Pete, Manjunata ja T-Rio. Turussa lauantaina Street Party, kokoontuminen rautatiepuistossa kello 12, luvassa biittejä laidasta laitaan. Turussa Kuorenilla samana iltana Hard Factory 4, kolmessa salissa soi ja paikalla ovat muun muassa Sasse, Sasha ja Maniac. Ja yksi vielä Hämeenlinnassa asemassa lauantaina Trans ja Day It Face, Jules Nerve ja Maas. Radiomafian tiistain tanssiillossa on aika ryhtyä seurustelemaan Orbitalin kanssa. Kymmenisen vuotta elektronisen musiikin parissa töitä tehneeltä Paul ja Phil Hartnellilta ilmeisesti viime kuussa viides albumi The Middle of Nowhere. Kahta edeltäjänsä valoisampi ja hieman kevyempikin levy. Ja ensiksi kysytäänkin, että syntyikö uusi levy sitten jotenkin eri lailla kuin ne aiemmat.
We did lots of beginnings, basically. We did lots of starts, didn't we? That's very different to how we normally do. What we normally, we called a track from beginning to end. And, you know, one sort of movement, as it were. But this time, when we got fed up with the track and we didn't feel that it was finished, we'd put it down and start something else and keep going back to it. And so had a lot of swipping and swapping about, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you end up sort of nearly after a year with nothing finished, but all of a sudden, within a couple of weeks, it all sort of just goes tick, 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 and it all gets finished really quickly.
Yeah. So that was very different to how we normally do it, we record an album.
It just sort of develops, really. We don't really come at it with very much of a clear mind as to what we want to do. It's, you know, it's more like experimentation, isn't it, in that sense. We just sort of start and see where it ends up. The last album and this one, we both times said, oh, it'd be really good to do a jolly album with lots of short tracks. I think we got the jolly part a little bit more on this album, but still not the short tracks. <Do you know? laughs> I think the sort of, you know, like Snivelization and Insides were much more filmic and moody, I think. You know, this one definitely seems to tie in with the first two.
Vaikka The Middle of Nowherein tekotapa olikin aiempaa verrattuna erilainen sikäli, että raidat syntyy enemmänkin palasista pitemmän ajan kuluessa kuin kertalaakista kokonaisuuksina, Paul Hartnell naureskelee, että taas jäätiin tavoitteesta. Ei sitä vieläkään lystikästä lyhyiden biisien levyä tullut, vaikka moodi onkin kevyempi kuin Snivelizationilla ja Insidesilla, jotka olivat sävyltään tummempia ja filmaattisempia levyjä. Mutta mikä siihen levyn moodiin sitten vaikuttaa? No, oman elämän käänteet ja päivävalo ainakin.
You've got to look at your personal life, I think, really, to answer that one. I mean, for me, I moved down to Brighton and things were a lot easier at home, in the sense of I feel a lot happier with the children, you know, in schools and things like that. So that's, you know, that's obviously reflects in my mood, I think, which then obviously translates into the studio.
I have to see the daylight. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Even if it is like two floors down and a light well. Just to have the sort of, you know, the glare of the sun is so nice when you're working away. Studios are traditionally windowless, so we've definitely been working towards a window-full studio. I can't think of anything that would have that's particularly influenced this album. You know, I can hear little bits of things here and there. I think there's a bit of Ennio Morricone still in there. There's still that sort of filmic quality. I think the last two albums, actually, both Civilization and Insides, were both had that sort of filmic quality, and I think that has been worked out of our system a bit. I think, in a way, I do remember actually saying quite a while before we started this album, it'd be really good to shelve that the sort of the more filmic side of things and just keep, you know, just wait and let that sort of explode when, you know, when, if we finally get a film score, because that's my next sort of burning ambition in life, is I want to do film scores. You know, you want to be able to write the villain's theme and the hero's theme and the sort of the death sequence theme, and, you know, and tie them all together and sort of, you know, that'd be really nice to do that.
Mitään sen kummempia musiikillisia vaikutteita uudelle levylle Paul Hartnell ei osaa mainita. Sanoo kuitenkin, että eiköhän tältäkin levyltä se Ennio Morricone vielä kuulu, vaikka soundtrack-sävellystaipumukset yritettiinkin panna ihan tietoisesti hyllylle odottelemaan sitä oikeaa elokuvaa, jonka musiikin Paul Hartnell toivoo vielä jonain päivänä pääsevänsä tekemään. Paulin omia suosikkielokuvasäveltäjiä ovat juuri Ennio Morricone ja John Barryn kaltaiset vanhat mestarit. Tämän päivän pop-kokoelmatyyppiset soundtrack-levyt, joilla Orbitalinkin biisejä kyllä on esiintynyt, eivät sen sijaan saa häntä juurikaan innostumaan.
It's people like Danny Elfman currently, and sort of, and then the old, you know, the old masters like John Barry and Ennio Morricone and sort of old sort of John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith, you know, their older sort of stuff. But I don't like this modern trend of, you know, that we are part of it as well. We often get used in films, you know, one track here and there. But I don't find myself going out and buying those sort of albums, really, because they're sort of pop compilation albums, aren't they? Yeah. You know, with a marketing strategy behind them. That's not saying that the music's bad or anything, no. But it is that, you know, it is a pop compilation rather than a film score.
I think it's totally destroyed any sort of imagination regarding film soundtracks and things, modern film soundtracks.
Well, it's good that you've still got people like Danny Elfman, you know, getting the work, you know.
How many more can you name?
I've always sort of had a burning ambition from 13, you know, like a lot of sort of 13-year-olds or whatever, like, oh, I want to be a pop star or whatever. But I never grew out of it, really. It's carried on. You know, we were very sort of definite when we were striking up our record deal, weren't we, to get a sort of long-term one, because we didn't, you know, we wanted to sort of carry on, you know, build, you know, like we were saying to sort of London Records, you know, we should build up a fan base slowly rather than trying to go for one-hit wonders all the time.
Because at that point it was very much kind of thanks for the hit single, now next.
Yeah, because people were, you know, no one had faith in sort of dance acts, as it were, making albums. Yeah. Whereas we came from a sort of, you know, Cabaret Voltaire sort of New Order background or whatever, or sort of, you know, electronic background, where we heard loads of good electronic albums. So it didn't seem to be, we never thought of it as a problem.
I only expected it to last for a year after Chime or something. I thought, well, let's see how this goes, you know, I've got about a year, you know, I've got a child, I can't mess about here, I've got to, you know, have some sort of directions. And obviously went for it in that first sort of year, and it worked out fine, you know, but then it's always, you know, after this year, you know, when it's you realise, oh, you've been doing it for 10 years, you know, it's like, oh, it, you know, it almost takes that to make you think, God, it's quite a long time, actually, you know. especially in modern terms, to in this sort of business, clearly, and it's quite surprised really that it's still going.
I did used to sort of, you know, talk to my dad about it and say, oh no, I just want to make a living out of it. I don't want to, you know, become rich and famous. I just want to earn enough money to keep doing music as, you know, as your job. And hey presto, you know, it's here we are, yeah. 10 years later, still making music and still enjoying it. I still, you know, love going into the studios. Oh, well, what are we going to do now? You know, what's going to happen next? I can't imagine not doing it. You know, whether that be making our own albums or doing film scores or whatever, I can't imagine not doing it. Or whether it be purely for fun, you know, if nobody's buying our records in 10 years' time, I'll still be sat there making music and selling it on the internet.
Orbital-veljekset eivät ole alkuaikoina uskoneet uran kantavan 10 vuotta. Hyvä, jos edes vuoden pikkuhitiksi muodostuneen Chimein jälkeen. Levybisneksessä ei siihen aikaan jaksettu uskoa, että niin sanotut tanssiaktit voisivat menestyä myös albumiartisteina, mutta asenteet ovat vuosien varrella muuttuneet.
It's changed a hell of a lot, actually. You know, particularly in interviews you notice it, because you know, when we were first being interviewed, it was this almost a technophobic sort of, or ignorance of technology, basically, that people were coming from.
And they thought, flash in the pan sort of angle, yeah, they were coming from, weren't they?
They thought, sort of, you know, get a computer program, turn it on, it makes you a tune, you know. It wasn't almost that bad, actually, but over the 10 years, you know, obviously people have become more aware, using them more in the office and that, everything like that, and sort of understand that you only get out of it what you put into it, really. So with all those sort of weird questions, trying to understand why, you know, how you make the music, you know, and why you do it and all that sort of thing. Sort of,
well, presuming away, you do really. It because you can't play the guitar. <Do you know?
laughs> That's true.
You know, well, yeah, of course. But it is, you know, I don't think people expect us to be like making club hits anymore. Some people do, but you know, generally speaking, it's you know, people accept that you make electronic music and not necessarily club music. Some of the tracks that get in the charts now would have been positively underground sort of club hits 10 years ago. You know, it's I remember being surprised around the time of Chime, every time sort of like a dance record got in the charts, it was like, God, I can't believe this is on top of the pops, how bizarre. You know, but now it's sort of, you know, it's the background sort of beat for a lot of pop music, isn't it?
We're doing spits and spots over summer in festivals to sort of cover Europe a bit, and then probably go to America at the end of the year. We were due to get there in May, but I mean, faffing about changing the release dates. We've got to go at the end of the year now. So, but that's not really confirmed or anything yet. But, you know, Glastonbury and doing
quite a few European festivals. Yeah, we're trying to sort of cover Europe with festivals.
There's some strange ones, actually. Prague Castle, which should be
smart.
Quite interesting, yeah.
I really enjoy it, because it gets me out of the house. You know, I'm always sort of chained to a computer for the, you know, a good long while before we come on tour, preparing for it. So it's sort of mostly non-creative sort of computer work. It's quite dull, you know, especially when you've just finished writing an album and then you're chained to the computer doing something that it takes a long time doing that. So I'm always itching to get out soon, you know, as soon as you've done that, it's great.
But also this, you know, obviously we put some care and attention to the production, which makes it more exciting for us, you know. You know, it's like, well, how can we do this differently, you know, just, I mean, whether it's better or for worse, you know, you just want to change it, you know, and so, but, you know, there's a limited, you know, what can you do with lights and video?
Orbital kiertää siis kesällä Euroopan festivaaleja ja se, mitä niillä valoilla ja videoilla tällä kertaa tehdään. Nähdään muun muassa heinäkuun alussa Roskidessa, jonka kaadella tanssilavalla on tänäkin kesänä melkoisen nimekäs miehitys. Mutta millaisia ambitioita Paul ja Phil Hartnellilla on vielä 10 vuoden jälkeen jäljellä?
Whole film school. That's my one sort of burning ambition.
Well, it's pretty, I mean, you know, for me, if it was to end tomorrow, I'd be very happy. You know, I've got no complaints, really.
You've achieved more than I ever tried to, do you know what I mean?
And career-wise, I feel very lucky to be able to say that, because it's not many people that can say that, really. You know, even to have a job that they enjoy, you're halfway there. You know, I mean, it's not all fun and games and happy and all this sort of thing, but it's, you know, the way it's gone, it's been brilliant.
It's jolly hard work.
Orbit oli In the Middle of Nowhere -levyltä tuossa viimeksi raitas Spare Parts Express. Radiomafian tanssilta jatkuu 10:ltä Dr. Bob Jonesin seurassa ja myöhemmin äänessä ovat vielä DJ Goose ja Charles Peterson. Mä olen Leena ja me tavataan näissä merkeissä perjantai- ja lauantain välisenä yönä. Muistakaa klubin nelituntinen satelliittispesiaali kello 24-04 suorana Atlantis 99, house- ja teknofestivaaleita Sveitsistä, Shaz, The Advent ja Joey Beltram. Otetaan tähän loppuun vielä yksi raitasilta ensin mainituuta Shazilta. Biisi on nimeltään Prey ja sen vokaalit hoitelee Alec C. Hei hei!
What we need, pray.